The Glen Vincent Memorial Clinic this year celebrates its 40th anniversary as a symbol of service excellence in the Trevanion Park Road community of St Andrew, providing quality maternity and paediatric care. The clinic started operations on November 30, 1976 as a polyclinic, providing both general and specialist examinations and treatments. Medical Officer of Health for the Kingston and St Andrew Health Department, Dr. Audrey McIntosh, says the clinic has multiple sections and offers a wide range of services.
It's the only clinic of its kind in the Caribbean. What we mean by a polyclinic is that when it started in 1976, it had various services being offered, such as the dermatology or skin clinic, the psychiatric clinic, maternal and child health clinic, which has to do with all the different maternal problems, postnatal, after pregnancy, delivery, etc., and child welfare clinic to see if the children are growing normally and given their vaccinations that are required by law.
The Glen Vincent Clinic also offers dental and pharmacy services and fertility and nutrition clinics. There is also a curative clinic for babies who come in with asthma, gastroenteritis, trauma requiring sutures, and removal of foreign bodies.
We do medicals here, school medicals, and we still offer maternal and child health services, which is antenatal, postnatal, and we do family planning. And as I said before, we do well baby, where the nurses, the public health nurses, the registered midwives who are here, they offer immunizations, which is compulsory, and they also do checks in between the immunizations to see if the baby's height, head circumference and weight are within normal limits. If there is abnormalities, then they send them down to the curative section where the doctors down there address those issues.
For Audrey Chambers, who was born and raised in Swallowfield, the clinic has always been a part of her life and is the first choice for health service for pregnant women and children in her family. She says of her mother's 9 children, 4 of them including herself, attended the Glen Vincent Clinic, beginning with antenatal visits and continuing after birth with vaccinations and health checks. Having heard her mother's praise for the quality of care it provides, she decided to continue the tradition by attending the antenatal clinic when she became pregnant with her daughter, who is now 25 years old. Ms. Chambers says when her daughter became pregnant and needed access to maternal care, there was no question as to where she would go.
The clinic is a community clinic, one. I really get real good health care here, and I think it's good for us to find somewhere good to take the children. I am the one who take all my nieces here. All my nieces them comes here too, who born and grows until they come get feed them children too. So it must be a good thing why we come in here, because they have other health clinic otherwise, you know, but I choose Glen Vincent.
Ms. Chambers says the clinic is her first point of contact for healthcare for the children in her family, as she understands the importance of not flooding the hospitals with cases that can be handled at this level. She says in addition to the high quality of care, what keeps her going back to Glen Vincent is the spirit of community it fosters. She notes that children are comfortable in the environment, which is always clean, and that the staff is attentive and helpful. In 2015, there were 22,047 visits to the Glen Vincent Health Clinic, an average of 2,000 per month or 100 per day. Over the same period, 9,017 babies were seen at the Well Baby Clinic. Since June 2016, the facility instituted an extended clinic from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday to Friday to provide support for the Bustamante Hospital for Children.
Under Section 30 of the Forest Act, offenders can be fined up to $500,000 and sentenced to 2 years in prison for cutting down trees in a forest reserve without a license. And did you know that you need a license to use a chainsaw to cut trees for lumber, even on private property? Call 1-888-FORESTS, that's 1-888-367-3787, to find out more or to report any illicit activity in a forest estate.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.